I'm Sonia Koller, and together with Emmy Makino and Akbar Said, we are going to talk on today's podcast about why context matters to effectuation. We're first going to turn to Emmy, and Emmy, can you tell us a little bit more about how does context matter in our choice of research methods for studying entrepreneurship?
Yes, of course. So I'm looking at how entrepreneurship is actually a very difficult phenomena to study using traditional research methods. And that's because the context of entrepreneurship is that it's very dynamic. What happens on one day is going to be completely different in a week, 6 months' time. So you have a lot of retrospective bias when you ask people questions later on. So I'm looking to identify research methods that are more appropriate to studying the very special contexts of entrepreneurship. And one of those methods that we're looking at is called the experience sampling method. And this method is used to ask questions to people in the moment of when things are happening. And so that way, we're thinking that it might help capture the real dynamism within entrepreneurship better than some other methods.
Great. And after all, we're all effectuation researchers. So how do you think effectuation theory can help us, better understand this choice of research methods?
Experience sampling methods have been around for many, many years, but it hasn't really been applied to entrepreneurship. And so we're trying to understand why. And one of the reasons is because it is so hard to apply theory to entrepreneurship. It's hard to create valid hypotheses, especially when it's a theory in a field that we can't even really agree upon the definition of entrepreneurship. So we're looking at the prediction control matrix to start understanding how uncertainty of the phenomena that you're looking at is going to affect our choice of research methods. Especially we're looking at how effectual types of research where you're actually co-creating interventions with the participants that you're studying, for example, we're trying to see whether those kinds of new emerging research methods might also help us better understand the phenomena of entrepreneurship.
Thank you very much, Emmy.
So next, we have Said Akbar. You are currently looking at how best to provide entrepreneurship programs for marginalized youth. Why does context matter for the kind of training needed for marginalized entrepreneurs?
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. I like to look at it more from the perspective of everyday entrepreneurship. So how entrepreneurship is practiced on an everyday basis, and especially within marginalized contexts, which exist all over the world and very various types of contexts that, whether you be in Africa or India or, many, many different places, even in the Western world, in developed countries, a lot of entrepreneurs are marginalized and they operate within those particular contexts. And all of those contexts are very unique. And yet the training that we tend to do is very generic and mostly based on Western conceptions. A lot of the research that has been coming out lately has saying that those, generic methods are not really working very well in helping entrepreneurs become more successful. They don't take those unique contexts into account. So it's I think it's very important to understand the context and try to take them into account when we're dealing with marginalized entrepreneurs. So for instance, indigenous entrepreneurs, which exist in many countries of the world, whether it be Africa or in the West, they have much more of a collective orientation. In Africa, it's called Ubuntu. And having that collective orientation means that they don't necessarily compete the way that we would expect entrepreneurs to compete. And so something like that has to be taken into account when dealing with these particular training programs.
So why does context matter for the for effectuation, or how can effectuation help develop programs that are more sensitive to context?
I think the effectuation approach or method, one of the things that it does very interestingly is it doesn't assume that context just exists out there. Has kind of a understanding that there is a co-creation of context, that, you know, stakeholders get together and decide and create the context within which they operate. And so when we're talking about marginalized entrepreneurs, it's important to consider and take into account the constraint of resources, because these are very much resource constrained environments, and entrepreneurs don't have access to a lot of the things that mainstream entrepreneurs would. And so this lack of resources means that we need to really understand that and consider that, and try to help them figure out ways to accumulate resources when they don't have it. So with effectuation, one of the ideas around, self-selecting stakeholders is getting more stakeholders involved who may have access to resources. And so you look at other stakeholders as a resource within those particular contexts, even though you don't have access to those resources yourself. And so I think it's very important, with the effectuation orientation, that to start with the entrepreneur, asking the questions, who am I, what do I know, who do I know, really puts value on the marginalized entrepreneur. And then from there, they can kind of work out and try to access the resources that they need in order to start up their business ventures.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now we'll move to Sonia. You have some very interesting research on early stage ventures. We all know that entrepreneurs experience a lot of stress and turmoil during these times. So why is it important to consider context when studying entrepreneurship well-being?
So I think, first of all, we need to consider, the definition of well-being, right? Do we think about entrepreneurs' well-being as positive emotions, the experience of positive emotions, the experience of happiness, over the experience of negative emotions, such as sadness or anxiety or fear of failure, for instance? Or do we take a more holistic, longer-term view of well-being in terms of psychological functioning, in terms of achieving purpose in their work lives, in terms of achieving control? And in my research, we try to really understand how entrepreneurs can, despite the daily stresses that they encounter because of the high levels of uncertainty that they have to deal with, because of the really difficult, challenging experiences that they have in their day-to-day lives, how do they still manage to achieve that long-term purpose in terms of their ventures and their venture progress over time?
Great, thank you. So what would you say that effectuation actually adds to our understanding?
So I think when we think about effectuation, right, it's effectuation has everything to do with gaining control, right? Allowing the entrepreneur to have control over their actions, have control over the progress of their ventures. And entrepreneurs can do that for effectuation in multiple ways, right? They can do that by focusing on those means that are already within their control, right? So they can focus on their identities, which in turn can help them achieve purpose in their ventures, right? They can leverage their existing networks, and they can use these networks to help them foster positive relationships with others, which we know is an important component of entrepreneurs' well-being. They can co-create with self-selected stakeholders, enabling them to really gain control over their environment, to be more autonomous, right? And they can also, see something that's really inherent to entrepreneurship, something like contingencies or surprises, as new opportunities for them to really make progress. So we can see that really the effectual approach is very much conducive to well-being. And so far, research has, barely started considering the individual level outcomes related to effectuation. So far, we've very much focused on venture level outcomes such as performance. But really, there is a lot of untapped potential in terms of understanding what does effectuation have as an outcome on the individual entrepreneur, right? And we know that obviously entrepreneurs' well-being is important not just to entrepreneurs themselves, but in the end, it is conducive to higher venture performance. So it's something that we're just now starting to understand.
Right, thank you very much.
This episode explored why context matters to effectual entrepreneurship. It was brought to you by Akbar Saeed, Sonia Koller, and Emmy McKino. Thank you very much for listening.